Well, we'll start with you, John. Kilcare favourites, Glen Swilly, the underdogs, is that how you see it?
I think so, Tom. I think that's the way you have to look at it. Kilcare have been talked up now a couple of years. And as I said to you previously, Tom, when Martin McHugh took over the job, you know, he wasn't coming in just to, you know, keep a ship afloat. He wanted to win a championship. And that was a serious message sent out to everyone in Donegal. So from the start of the year, Kilcare have been talked up. And in fairness, they've performed very well. They won the league last year. This year they pushed on. They finally got to county final for the first time in 23 years since they last won it. And, you know, Tom, you have to admit that they're going well. The result against Niamh Collin in the semi-final was a real marker. I tipped Niamh Collin for that game, thought just they might have a wee bit too much experience for Kilcare, but listen, Kilcare blew them away. So you would have to think that in all form that they are the favourites going into this match. Glen Swilly, on the other hand, have struggled big time in the league. Struggling, but they've always been a championship team. They won a championship before from Division 2, so the league has never really affected Glen Swilly in that way. So, but at the same time, Tom, the form hasn't been great. People will look to their draw and say that they've had a handy enough group. They got two Division 2 teams in the quarter final with McCools and Dunlow, or McCools in the quarter final and Mallon in the semi final. So people are saying that there, you know, so they haven't had a very difficult route to it. But listen, it's a final and anything can happen, Tom. But Kilcare, rightly favourites for me.
And Eamon, I know you don't always agree with John on Twitter, but how do you see it on this one?
I can't disagree with him there. You know, at the start of the week, probably I would have put the house on Kilcare, but as the time draws near, I'm kind of, there's that wee bit of doubt creeping in, and it's just to do with the calibre of the Michael Murphy and Big Needle and the boys around them, like, and the fact that, as John says, they are a championship team, and you know they're going to be very well prepared. But they're up against the Kilcare team that's just flying at the minute, and they're probably due a championship, if they're to be told. I know it doesn't work like that there now, but they, for the talent they have, they should be knocking about this time of year anyway. And Kilcare are the favourites, but, you know, just it'll be tighter than people think, I think.
I was speaking to Michael Canning, the Glen Swilly manager, at the weekend, and one thing that came through the interview, and you'll be hearing it later today as well, is that Glen Swilly prepared for starting their season in August. That was their thinking this year. They put an awful lot into preparation last year for to play you in the first round in Guido, or against you in May, and they felt that they weren't fresh afterwards. They lost their freshness afterwards. And that would certainly, if that was the case, you know, their early season form goes out the window.
Ah, yeah, definitely. I think that, like, most managers, any good managers, will be wanting to do the same. You know, there's no point people flying, and if they want to be involved in the business end of the year, business end of the championship, there's no point having them flying, because it's not feasible, and it's not, club players or players of any level aren't able to commit right through the season and bring that level. So, you know, if you're a good manager, you're thinking Donegal's going to get on a wee run here, and we want to be peaking for August, September time. And, you know, it's showing good foresight by him, and I think a few club owners could learn a thing or two from that.
Tell me, obviously when we look at Kilcare, we look at Ryan McHugh, Mark McHugh, Owen McHugh, Patrick McBearty, Stephen McBearty, you know, Michael Hegarty, you know, maybe some are saying he should be still around a county team, and you have Eamon McGinley, who a lot of people are surprised John isn't on a county team. You know, there's a lot of, as Eamon McGee says to me during the week for the Democrat jury, Glen Swilly, if they win, they're going to have to put out a lot of fires.
Absolutely, Tom. You know, the strengths on the Kilcare team are phenomenal. You know, all them players you mentioned, county players, Kieran McGinley has played for the county, probably will be back in Rory Gallagher's plans big time next year after this run. Plus all them younger boys, you know, that are on the county, that have played county minor, that Connor Doherty and the McLeans and them boys, they've all played county minor, county under 21. So, you know, the Kilcare team is teaming with talent, Tom. The thing that's been mentioned about them in the past, it's been their lack of physicality, that they're quite a small team. You know, and I know Martin McHugh spoke about that after we played them, St. Junius played them in the first round of the championship out in O'Donnell Park. And, you know, he said that the people have questioned their physicality and their strength. But, you know, they stood up well that day. And, you know, for, you know, the perception that they are quite small, they're not afraid to kick the kickouts out long, Tom, and contest them in the middle field, and they're looking to win breaks. And then once that ball hits the ground, they're so fast, Tom, and they're so quick, and, you know, skillful players are all over the pitch. And, you know, people are, Ryan McHugh's in the top three or four players in the country at the minute. So, you know, as you say, Glen Swilly have a lot of fires to put out, but, you know, no better team than Glen Swilly to put out fires. They have men that will be very disciplined, that will do a job that mightn't look very pretty, but by God, they'll stick to the plan and they will do whatever the manager asks them. And, you know, if they have to stand on the sideline beside someone and not worry about the ball, there's plenty of boys in Glen Swilly that'll do that. And that's what you need to win the final. And they're going to make it so, so tough for Kilcare, you know, and Kilcare, I'd say, will be expecting and will need to expect a huge battle, because Glen Swilly are not going to make it easy for them, that's for sure.
As we said, Eamon, you know, when we go on semi-final form, Kilcare probably produced the performance of the year against Niamh Connell, going in flying. Glen Swilly, I suppose, struggled against Mallon. Mallon really put it up to them after a big performance against McCool's the week before. From a management point of view, obviously, you know, most people listening would say, well, Kilcare are the form team, and then, you know, all they'll do is repeat that performance.
Yeah.
You know, is that a problem for them, or who would you prefer to be of the two? A team that has an easy semi-final, or a team that has, you know, just got through?
It probably just depends on the individual, and depends how they motivate themselves. Like, but would you rather have loads of room for improvement, or would you rather be at the top of the graph, you know, with very, very little room to improve? And maybe Kilcare have another wee level or two in it. I don't know, it would be a kind of scary prospect if they did now, but, you know, Glen Swilly are only going to get better. And just on John's point too, we have to take in the fact that, I know we've Mark McHugh in the Kilcare corner, but we also have, you know, Gary McDade in the other corner, and Michael Cannon, and, you know, they're going to be very well prepared, and they're just going to, it's going to be nights, I'd say they've been doing something every evening on the build up to this game, and they're going to be, in terms of putting out fires or whatever, they're going to be so well prepared, it's has to be taken into consideration.
And is it going to come down to a tactical battle, is it?
I don't know, obviously they'll play a big part of it now, but I think there's that much talent on show in the two games. Like, if Michael turns up, it's going to have a big say in it.
Michael Murphy.
Yeah, and like, if the lads, like, if anyone, the Kilcare lads turn up, then, you know, there's so much talent, I don't think it'll go down the tactical route, but it's gonna play a part. And, like, but it's, at the end of the day, it's up to the lads on the field.
You talk about Michael there, obviously people mention in the next breath Neil Gallagher and Gary Copper McFadden, who's having a good season as well. You know, when you compare that to the big names in Kilcare, Glen Swilly are already outnumbered, but they've Eamon Ward and they've Joe Gibbons, and they've quite a lot of John, haven't they?
They have, Tom. Listen, you know, and the thing about the Glen Swilly boys is that they've won championships, Tom, and they've lost championships, but they've won them. They have the medals in the back pocket. You know, Eamon Ward, Aidan McDevitt, Young Callaghan there, Crawford, you know, Joe Gibbons, you know, Cahill Gallagher. Them boys have been around the block. Wee Darren McGinley, you know, they've got the medals, you know, and they know how to win a final. And that's going to be a help. Like, you can't beat experience, Tom, in the final.
When you're coming down the home straight and you have boys like that there, it's a big lift. Like.
And tell me, again, going back to Kilcare, we have, you know, Mark McHugh, an All-Ireland winner. You know, you have Patrick McBearty, an All-Ireland winner. You know, you have Michael Hegarty, played for years, Ulster finals. A lot of big days. You know, Ryan McHugh has seen a lot of big days, even though didn't win an All-Ireland. He won obviously, that's bound for something. But does that prepare you for a county final? Because people tell me it doesn't.
And
John's played a lot more than that.
I've played a lot more than you, Eamon, that's correct. County final, Tom, is a special day, you know, a special day because it's the pride of the parish. You know, your neighbours are there, your uncles are coming home from England, there's people coming home from Dublin, they're coming back from America. I'm sure there's Kilcare people from all around the world coming home this weekend because they haven't been there in 23 years. A proud parish, a proud GA tradition down there, and they're just, you know, they're so hungry for a championship. So you'll have all that, Tom. You'll have flags out. You'll have grannies with teddy bears out. You'll have, you know, national schools singing songs. The players will be around. You have all that there. It's totally different from anything else that they'll experience, you know, because it's your home place and everyone's talking about it. And you can imagine the buzz in Kilcare at the minute. It's bound to be great, but it's a lot of pressure, Tom. It's an awful lot of pressure.
I think with the county, it's shared responsibility, you know what I mean? There's a lot of big personalities and a lot of, like, different levels of ability, but with the club, when the county lads are taking on that added wee bit of pressure, so it adds, it's a different preparation, you know, that wake up, like, I have to show up for my day, and the fact it's the first county final in so many years, then it's that extra pressure on likes of Paddy and Ryan and Mark and these boys.
And tell me, what have Glenswilly to do to be there going down the final straight, as you say yourself, Eamon?
I think, you know, there's talk in McGinley, who's playing well. I think it's going to have a big impact on how he gets on with his kickouts and how Glenswilly react to that there. And another thing then is the Michael Murphy factor, like where does he come into it? And I don't think Martin or James will let it happen, but can they get him isolated on the edge of the square? Because if there was a weak point in Kilcare, I would say it would be the full back line. And but between the kickouts, I think the boy Glenswilly management will have them well prepared. Can they shut down the short kickout? Can they make them put it long? You know, because that physicality, the big men about the middle, and if they do that, they're taking on a risk to leave themselves exposed at the back. You know that the space is going to be left there. So I think the kickouts are going to have a big part of it. And can they get Michael where they want to play him?
John, how do you see it?
No, I'd agree with you. I think the kickouts are going to be vital. If Glenswilly are to win, Tom, they're going to have to kick the ball long to Neil from kickouts, okay? So if Neil can grab the kickout and get it into Michael quick, one-on-one. Now, if Kilcare are going to drop people back on Michael Murphy from kickouts, that means that Glenswilly are probably going to be able to go short. So they're going to have to come up the field with the ball slowly, which is going to mean that Michael's not going to get that one-on-one chance for a big goal inside. But he might be able to come out around on the loop and kick points, or they might be able to run in and get frees and play for frees, which Glenswilly are well able to do, and Michael come out and kick them. Now, for me, there's a big question mark over Michael at the minute. I've seen him in O'Donnell Park against Malin in the semi-final, and he had a good game, but he's not fully fit. There's no doubt about it. He went into that game with an injury. For me, a serious enough injury with a hamstring. They're talking about a dead leg, but I think it's more of a hamstring. And, you know, hopefully this last 2 weeks for Michael and for the Glenswilly team that has cleared up and that he's close to full fitness, because they're going to need Michael Murphy, you know, firing on all cylinders come Sunday to beat Kilcare. Because I think Glenswilly are going to make it hard for Kilcare. They're going to keep the scores to a minimum, but for me, it's on the other side of the field. Can Glenswilly get enough scores themselves? You know, and for that to happen,
will they need goals?
I think they're going to need a couple of goals, Tom. Need one anyway. They probably need a couple, you know, because Kilcare, like, they put up a big score against Termon, and Termon went very defensive. They scored 19 points against Termon on a bad enough night in Balbuffet. You know, the forecast isn't great for the weekend, but I think Glenswilly, yeah, for me, it's can Glenswilly get enough scores? Kilcare will get scores. Glenswilly are going to make it hard to get them, but they will kick, you know, 11, 12, 13 points. And it's at the other end, can Glenswilly get enough ball into Murphy, and can the other players get a few points and help Murphy out?
And Eamon, we're speaking here, as John says, the forecast isn't great for the weekend. We're speaking here on Friday afternoon, brilliant sunshine. Is weather and conditions going to be a factor?
I think weather and conditions play a big factor, you know, in terms of, we have to take into account all this talk of the black card and all that. And, you know, you have a slippy day, wet, there's going to be tackles that are going to be late. They'll look a bit cynical. It's up to the referee to make that interpretation. We don't want to have a county final where a few big players are missing out on their big day because of a black card. So hopefully the ref will take that into account. And, you know, it depends. Like, Kilcare obviously want to play ball, and you have the wet, slippy ball, it makes it a wee bit harder. Glenswilly want to turn into a dogfight. So, you know, as John's saying, keep the score to a minimum, make it really, really hard on them. And it's easier to do that in slippy conditions and tough conditions now. So it's going to have a say in it. Like.
And finally, before we let both of you go, both of you probably had designs earlier in the year when you were sitting down for your New Year dinner to be in the A final. Reserve teams both are meeting each other on Sunday. Eamon, quite a young team under Joe Duffy.
Ah, yeah, I was just off the phone to Joe there about an hour ago, you know, and fairness to him, he's done brilliant work to get, like, there's about 30 lads togged nearly every day, and they're all keen. Nobody's huffing, nobody's complaining that they're not getting a starting spot. They're just rolling in behind Joe, and it's because of him, and he's done good work. They're turning up to training, and it's great to see. And, you know, our under 21s are still involved there in the semi-final, I think, and that's only good for the club. You know, there's been a lot of negativity, you know, about Gidor's this and Gidor's that, but there's a lot of good things happening. You know, we have a brilliant underage structure. There's good things happening in the reserve team, good under-21s, and I think that if the reserves turn up on the day, then they should want it, you know, because there's so much talent in that team. You know, they have a great leader in James Neely Gallagher, and they've just good lads knocking about it, like, and I'm sure John will disagree now, but...
Yeah. And what about St Junan's? Barry Meehan, the manager?
Aye, Barry's put a big effort in, you know, Tommy, training both the seniors and the reserves this year for, you know, David was the manager and it was kind of a joint effort, but Barry and John Teague McGinley are looking after the reserves, and the same thing as Eamon said, you know, everyone training together, there was no divides, the seniors and reserves train together, and I think clubs have to do that because you don't have enough players during the year to go on your own. So now the reserves have put a big effort in, and very similar to Eamon, you know, a lot of under-21s are playing there. You have Michael Miller and big Daniel Gillespie and a few of the minors there coming through, and then you have a few old heads like Chats McLafferty there, or McIntyre at the back there, him and James Gallagher going at it again. You know, they were played in that senior final 10 years ago, so fair play to them for sticking at it, James.
Who won that fair?
I think that's the first time, that's the first championship you won, him, and you won an only county medal.
Yeah. Two, look at the record books there, John, look at the record books. We're not going to bring up that stuff now.
Okay, lads, thanks a million, and looking forward to a big day on Sunday in Ballybuffet, I'm sure.
Ah, yeah, looking forward to it. You know, it's where every club player in Donegal wants to be, and I'll be enjoying just looking at the game.
Yeah, Tom, hopefully it'll be a great game. You know, with great players in show, with, you know, the McHughes and the McBertys and Neil Gallagher and Michael Murphy, you know, the best players in Donegal, people chatting about the best players in the country. So hopefully it's a showcase for Donegal football, and it's a good good open game, and it's played in the right spirits, and, you know, whoever wants, we're wishing them the best in Ulster, and good luck to them on Sunday.